Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our final Arrow Shack Health Advisory Committee meeting for the 2025-2026 school year. My name is Robin Jones, and I serve as chairperson of the Arrow Shack. On behalf of our committee, thank you, Arrow Academy Shack. On behalf of the committee, thank you for taking the time to join us today. And for your continued support of the health, wellness, and overall success of our student and families. So I see here that based on everyone being present today, that we do have a quorum to start our meeting today. So right now, our meeting is officially in session, and I believe it is what, two?
2:06.
2:06 p.m. Tiffany sent the minutes earlier,
Yes.
and so I hope that we all had a chance to review them. Y'all got a chance
Yes,
to review them? Okay.
yes, we I'm just sharing the minutes. I'm going to share the minutes again from our March meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones.
You're welcome.
Okay, so everyone, here are the minutes from the March 26, 2026 meeting, the Shack meeting, School Health Advisory Council. So these are the individuals that we had in attendance. So you all can review. I'll just scroll, and if you have any questions, please feel free to answer any questions that you may All right, those are the
Okay.
minutes.
Okay, so at this time, can we have a motion to accept the meeting
Yes, this is Tiffany
minutes?
Green, and I move that we accept the minutes from the March 26, 2026 Shack meeting.
And can we get a second?
Sharnice Tatum, I second this.
All right. Okay, as we reflect on the school year, I want to acknowledge the dedication and collaboration of our Shack members, district leaders, parents, and community partners. Together, we have worked to strengthen parent engagement, supported students' wellness initiatives, and ensure that Arrow Academy continues to prioritize the physical, emotional, and mental well-being of our students. This year was one of our major initiatives was the Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop held on April 30th, 2026. We are proud of the positive feedback received from the families and appreciative of the meaningful conversations, the surrounding healthy boundaries, trusted adults, and empowering children to use their voice. Today's meeting, we will re include a review of our accomplishments for the school year, a presentation of the workshop feedback summary report by our Shack Administrative Liaison, Tiffany Green, and discussion regarding the planning for the 2026-2027 meeting dates for the Shack school year, including the selection of our future wellness priorities also. We truly appreciate everyone's partnership and commitment to supporting Arrow Academy students and families. Your involvement and your voice are essential to the continued success of Shack initiatives. At this time, we had called the meeting to order and established a quorum. So, good afternoon. We welcome you. I said that already. Sorry, I lost my spot. As we conclude this year, today's meeting will provide us with an opportunity to reflect on the work we have accomplished together, review important wellness initiatives, and begin planning for the school year, upcoming school year. Our first agenda item was the approval of the Shack minute meetings. Committee members should have received the meeting minutes. I'm sorry, y'all. I am so off. Oh, excuse me. Okay, next we're going to move and review the 25-26 year Shack accomplishments. This school year marked an important foundational year for Arrow Academy Shack. Throughout this year, the committee worked collaboratively to support student wellness and initiatives, parent engagement efforts, and compliance with Shack requirements under Texas Education Code. Some of our accomplishments included establishing and implementing the Arrow Academy Shack, developing and approving Shack bylaws and procedures, conducting quarterly Shack meetings, supporting parents and community engagement initiatives, promoting mental health and wellness awareness, and planning and implementing the Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop for families. We are incredibly grateful for the dedication and collaboration of our Shack members and district leadership throughout this process. Our next agenda item is the Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop feedback summary report. So at this time, I would like to turn the meeting over to Tiffany Green, our Shack Administrative Liaison, who will present the highlights and feedback from the April 30th, 2026 virtual parent workshop. Tiffany, we thank you for your leadership on that and coordination of this important initiative.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Jones. At this time, I will provide the report for the Arrow Academy Shack Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop feedback. So here's the feedback report. The Shack Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop was held on Thursday, April 30th at 6 p.m. And this report summarizes participant feedback collected following the Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop that was held virtually on April 30th. So the purpose of the workshop was to provide families with practical strategies related to healthy boundaries, trusted adults, and empowering children to use their voice. So we had a total participation of 26 parents. Yay! And so we had oh so the total number of surveys received was 26. And so how would you rate your overall experience? We had 23 responses that gave a 5, which was
Highest. Ooh.
highest that yes. And then we had 3 responses that rated us a 4, which was good. 5 was excellent. The next section was how helpful was the information presented. We had 23 responses that provided excellent, that stated excellent, and 3 responses that stated good. Which topics did you find most helpful? We had 4 responses that said identifying trusted adults and understanding secrets. And we, as well as 4 responses for empowering children to use their voice, 20 responses stated all of the above. We had 1 response for empowering children to use their voice and 1 response for establishing healthy boundaries. So the key takeaways that the parents indicated on the survey was parents value discussions surrounding healthy boundaries and communication. Parents appreciated the focus on trusted adults and student safety. Participants expressed support for future wellness-focused parent workshops. And lastly, the virtual format provided flexibility and accessibility for families. So those were the 4 key takeaways. The recommendations for future Shack workshops are continue offering virtual parent engagement opportunities, provide additional workshops focused on student mental health and wellness, expand family resources related to digital safety, communication, and emotional support. Also, increase parent outreach and participation through campus communication channels. The conclusion of the report, the mental health wellness parent workshop served as a meaningful opportunity to strengthen family engagement and provide parents with practical tools to support their children's emotional well-being. This feedback reflects strong support for continued Shaq-led wellness initiatives and parent education opportunities. So that concludes the feedback report of the Shaq Mental Health Wellness Parent Workshop, and it will also be included in the final report that will be submitted to the board in June. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Wow, that's very pleasing to hear and also very exciting. That's very exciting
Yes.
to receive the positive feedback that we did and the strong parent engagement that was reflected in the report. Next on our agenda item is the planning for the 2026-2027 Shaq school year. As we previously discussed, the committee is proposing to continue with four meetings during the school year, two meetings during the fall semester, and two meetings during the spring semester. The proposed first Shaq meeting for the new school year will be held in September of 2026. Today, we will discuss and identify tentative meeting dates for the upcoming school year, along with possible wellness priorities and parent engagement initiatives we would like to focus on moving forward. Anyone have anything right now?
No, ma'am. At this time.
Okay.
Yeah, not at this time. Maybe when we discuss, when we meet in September.
Okay.
I would, this is Tiffany Green. I would suggest that we during the summer months, and we that'll give us time to brainstorm, and when we meet in September, we can bring those ideas to our Shaq meeting in September.
Okay. Yes, and revisit the suggestions from the parent workshop that we just had.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everyone. So our next on our agenda is discussion regarding the preparation of the annual Shaq report and any recommendations to be shared with district leadership and the board. This report will summarize the Shaq activity, initiative recommendations, and accomplishments from the 2025-2026 school year. Anyone have anything to input
For
there?
the meetings.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, I wanted to ask everyone, what is Wednesday still Wednesday at 2 o'clock still a good day to meet for everyone?
Wednesday works for me.
Okay.
It also works for me too.
Okay.
Wednesday works for me.
It works for you.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Miss Tatum?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I'm looking at the Arrow Academy 26-27 calendar. And so I wouldn't suggest September 2nd. That's actually
Yeah.
before Labor Day, but you know. So I was thinking either September 16th, the mid-September, September 16th. And then that allows us, if we keep the meetings in the middle of the month, mid-month. So, what about tentatively we can set it for September 16th? Does that work for everyone? Anyone have any vacations in September?
No,
Okay.
it sounds good so far for me.
Okay. So, I would say September 16th, 2026. And then, since we are doing two meetings in the fall and two in the spring, I would say maybe November. So I'm looking at November and I'm thinking, November 18th? Or do you all, would you, well, actually, Probably October, because if we think about doing
A workshop.
a workshop, it's probably best if we meet Sept. Oh, well, let me back up. We can consider August. The first day of school is August 11th. So, considering our parents that's on our meeting today, is I know getting ready for school and the beginning of the school year. Would you all be open to August 19th or August 26th? Or what are your thoughts?
I'll be open to that.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm open. The 19th works for me.
The 19th.
Or the
Okay.
26th, either date works for me.
That works for me too.
Works for you. Okay. So for now, tentatively, I'll put it down as August 19th. And then maybe we can have our second meeting September 16th. And if we propose to conduct another workshop, based on the feedback, we could probably do that workshop in October.
Okay.
And we would come up with a date and time convenient for parents. Did you all think the date, I mean, I'm sorry, the time, 6 p.m., was that convenient
I
for?
think it was.
Okay. Okay, so
Yep, I think so too.
think so.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, awesome. Okay, and then our two spring meetings. And my apologies. Let me stop sharing, and I really want to show you all the calendar.
I'm pulling mine up too.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So let me
That's
share.
okay.
Here's the calendar. I meant to. Okay. So that's the calendar. And so if we consider the spring, do you all think we should host? I'm thinking maybe February and April.
That sounds good.
Okay.
So we don't want to be in the in April. There's so many things going on with spring break and everything.
Right. Okay. In March.
Yeah, in
Okay.
March.
And that'll be 2027 while time is flying. So I'm thinking February 10th or 17th. What's best for the committee?
I'm open. Me
You're
too.
open? Okay.
I am.
Because I see we have a holiday on the 15th. So would you all like to meet on the 10th or 17th?
Let's go for the 17th.
17th, yeah.
17th, awesome. Okay,
17th's good.
that works. Awesome. Thank you, Miss Lorma. And then April, that will be our final meeting for the 26-27 school year. April, thinking,
What
oh, I
kind?
know we want to stay
The
away from
last week.
STAR.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the last week in April, I think.
You think will we be completed with the STAR test by April 28th?
Think so.
Okay. And we can always
Adjust the dates.
adjust it. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that re well, we will reflect those tentative dates in the meeting notes.
Okay.
So I will share. Okay.
Okay, if that's it, at this time we'll move into new business. Are there any additional items or announcements the committee would like to discuss today?
No, ma'am.
I did want to say that my daughter's school, I think they did a okay job with letting parents know, but I think they could have done a better job. Because my daughter had no idea about a free dress pass, and the school also didn't give her one as well.
Oh, wow.
So I think
Oh,
the
they.
ball may have been dropped because Ella was like, yeah, we didn't know anything, but it was on Class Dojo at least
Oh.
once, but that was about it. So I think if they could have done a better job at getting it out there to the parents, it would
And
have
then
been nice.
if she still needs a free dress day, then I mean, we still have a couple of more weeks before we have
Oh, Absolutely, Miss Tatum, I can actually send that to you as soon as this meeting is over. I'll send you her free dress pass.
And
Yes.
I think it would be helpful, like sometimes the parents, they don't get out their cars, they just pick up and just go. If it was a QR code for them, maybe in the future to like utilize to just say, hey, there's something going on tonight, and it's at this time, just scan a QR code so you can sign up for it.
That's a doable thing for sure. We can get a QR code. Let's
Yes.
get one.
Something in the future.
Absolutely. Yes. So with those, that's that information. Great feedback, Miss Tatum. That feedback will be reflected in the minutes. Thank you.
Another thing too, when the times when we have a captive audience, so say like next year when we set our date for the parenting workshop, we can take advantage of what comes up. Like in February, we have the usually have the like Black History program.
Okay.
And if we already have a date for the workshop set, at least we can pique the idea when we where we have a targeted
Yes,
audience
that's true.
that's sitting still.
Yes.
And
Okay.
like if we were to have one around basketball season, to be like during halftime, the cheerleaders can hold up, hey, there's this workshop going on, scan here or check us out here.
Great. Great ideas. Oh, great. Thank you. Well, let me ask this to our parents that are on the meeting. Did I know you all are serving on the committee, but outside of the committee, did you all receive the flyers that went out
I
I
didn't yet. Only on class
from your
schedule.
student? Say that again.
No, I didn't physically receive it, like from my daughter.
Right.
But only thing it was posted was once on class dojo.
Okay. Okay.
Liberation, we actually got flyers from the student.
Okay. And did anyone receive a text message?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so you did receive the
I
text
think we
message
did too.
and class dojo
And
and
then
every
the email. I think there was an
did you get
email.
it? Yes, right. That's
Yes,
why I was just
email.
thank you, Miss Larmer. I was getting ready to ask because we sent it via email, a text message. An automated message. That's class dojo, right? The automated message.
No,
That's.
it was a principal that sent it out herself.
Oh, okay. And then the flyer. So what we'll do is discuss ways to promote when what you all just said utilize different some additional ways to promote the workshop. Okay, thank you.
One question I did have was in regard to the dress pass. If I was to give it to my daughter, her school won't say anything, correct?
You're
Because they're like,
correct.
well, we
You're
didn't give you
correct.
that.
And I sent Miss Tatum, what is your daughter's name? Is it Elora?
Eliora,
Yes.
Eliora.
Yes. Okay. So okay. Thank you.
I did have my daughter did use her free dress pass
You
on like
did.
a Wednesday, and a lot of the kids try to say, oh, she's not in her shirt, her Arrow shirt, and the teachers knew. And I thought, and I said, did you tell them why you got the free dress? And she was like, no. And so, but I think that would be really cool for next year, that we could just also like have the kids just say, oh, if they do get it, like, this is why I got it. And then tell your parents for next time. Or at SOS, we have a parent advisory committee.
Okay.
And that's one way I think we could get the word out too. I don't know if y'all have them at the other campuses, like a
Don't.
parent group or anything. They have like a small group meet with the parents who signed up in the beginning of the year to get information. And so I could also like distribute the info. I didn't this time because I just didn't think about it, but we could do that to get it out to the parents ahead of time.
Yes, and thank you for your comment, Miss Larma. And that's a good idea. And also, one can't harvest. That's why I'm gonna have to check, Miss Tatum. I'll speak with you offline. But they did announce that they distributed the free dress pass during morning engagement on May
At
8th
LA school
at Harvest.
at Harvest,
Yes.
LA never received one.
She didn't
She
receive it.
definitely would have told me.
Yeah, so and she was there at May 8th, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So we'll, not sure of the oversight, but we'll work on that, and she I'll send it to you right after the meeting. Okay. And Miss Lerma, you said your daughter, it would be like, I'm just thinking, saying maybe if it's presented during morning engagement, I think that would be a good idea for all the campuses to present it during morning engagement. Because to your point, Miss Lerma, just so the kids will know and your children will be acknowledged for passing on the information and for their parents collaborating with the school and attending the workshop. Okay.
Yeah, that
That's
is a good
cool.
idea.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any other additional items that we would need to discuss today?
I have one. I just want, this is Tiffany Green, the Shack administrative liaison, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank the committee for your dedication, for your eagerness to ensure the safety of our students, and your thinking outside the box. The workshop, the parent workshop, was very impactful for our parents and for our students. And thank you for your time for brainstorming, working together, and presenting that workshop. And thank you for your time. So I know this takes time out of your busy schedules. So thank you for being on time, attending all of the meetings. And we just want to let you know on behalf of Arrow Academy and the Shack Committee, as the administrative liaison, we appreciate you and we look forward to you all serving next year. We want everyone to come back and serve. And thank you again.
Thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure and an honor to be able to serve alongside you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. And I think, like, I knew we had a great team, and I knew the ideas we came up with were great. But to hear you guys and the work y'all did with the presentation and the materials, Tiffany and Sharnice, that y'all provided during the workshop, it was really invaluable. And I think I shared with y'all the text I got from one of the comments I got from one of the parents. That just she just like, I need my hands on that information. Like, she wants the information
Yes.
so that she could share it with her husband that was working at the
Okay.
time. And so I think, it made a difference. Even, we're not going to always reach everyone, but if it makes a difference in the ch life of one child,
Correct.
we've done our job.
Correct.
So hats off to you guys. And one more thing. I don't think Crystal was on the line yet, but Sharnice graduated. With your master's, Sharnice? Yes, ma'am. So
Oh,
y'all, let's give her a round of applause.
yes.
Yes. Celebrate her.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Celebrate
Thank
her.
you.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. That is so wonderful.
Yes, it is. So at this time, I just want to thank you all again. Thank all of you for your time, your participation, and your commitment throughout this school year. Your partnership and your support have been instrumental in helping us to promote a healthy and supportive environment for Arrow Academy students and the families. So, if there's no further business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
I'm sorry, right before I'm sorry, Mrs.
Okay.
Jones. Want to go back before we adjourn the meeting, want to go
Okay.
back and just state for the record that we are going to provide a Q&A on the from the parent. We collected the questions. So we're going to provide a Q&A from the parent workshop, and along with some other information that will be helpful to parents before we leave for the summer break, before
Oh,
school adjourns
okay.
for the summer break. So we'll get that out to the parents and also send out messages so that they parents will know that that information is available.
Okay, good, good.
Yes, so that concludes my comments. Thank
All
you.
right, you're welcome. So if there's no further business, now I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Move the motion to adjourn today's meeting, guys.
And your name?
Crystal Warner, for the
Thank
record.
you. Can someone second it?
Unmute.
This is Anna Lerma, and I second it. The motion to adjourn.
All right, thank you. So this meeting is now adjourned. It is 2:36 p.m. So everyone have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you again for your continued support of the Arrow Academy Shack Committee.
Bye,
Thank
guys.
you,
Awesome.
ladies.
It was a
Thank
pleasure, guys.
you.
It was a wonderful.